Okay, let's get to some music now with the Here and Now DJ Sessions.
There goes the last DJ.
Ann Litt is a DJ at KCRW in Santa Monica, California. She joins us once again. Hi, Ann.
Hi, Jeremy. It's great to be here.
Great to have you. And you have brought us today all female musicians.
Exactly. I decided to represent for the ladies today because I think it's about time.
It's about time. Okay, well, let's get to it. This is Cowboy Song by Odetta Hartman. So kind of folksy, but modern, too.
Yeah, and that's what I like about her. She's got such a stunning voice, and her take on music and future folk, if you will, is incredibly experimental. In fact, she works a lot with field recordings. Apparently, when she was in college, she did her senior thesis on the field recordings of Alan Lomax, and she and her producer go everywhere, and they always carry a recorder with them so they can, you know, find natural sounds and incorporate them into her work.
And remind us about Alan Lomax.
Alan Lomax traveled around the South in particular and created all of these field recordings. He was an ethnomusicologist and has been incredibly influential in a lot of folk music moving forward from that, as well as a huge influence on Odetta Hartman, who incidentally was named after the great civil rights and human rights icon Odetta Holmes.
Okay, next up you have brought us Come Down in Time. This is by Bedouin.
In the quiet silent seconds I turned off the light switch and I came down to meet you in a half light the moon left and a cluster of night jars sang some songs out of tune into the bright lights shone.
It's almost like a lullaby.
It is. It's a sparer version of the original, which was written by Elton John and Bernie Taupin. It was actually on the 1970 album by Elton John called Tumbleweed Connection. And here's what I love about this. I always love a cover that takes the original somewhere new and unexpected, but subtly unexpected. So in this version, I feel like I hear the lyrics in a new way. The other thing I was going to say about Bedouin is that her debut last year made a lot of top 10 lists for the year, including mine.
You know, when I was a teenager and I saw that word, Bedouin, I thought, and I was taking French at the time, that you would pronounce it Bedouin. But I had to be convinced, no, that's not how you say it in America. The next one...
Welcome to America, right, Jeremy.
The next one that you have brought us is Brazilian Soul. This is by Sophie Tucker.
Perdi onde só brasileira, meu amor, Brasil. A tambourine in the rhythm of summer, oh, in the heat of December. Oh, Brazil is where I go. I think I've got a case of Brazilian soul. I'll always remember, oh, in the heat of December.
There's something about that Brazilian sound that is just unmistakable and amazing.
You know, I actually reached out to Sophie Tucker yesterday about this song because KCRW is actually the only radio station in the world, actually, that has this song. And we've been playing it some, and I wanted to know the genesis of this in particular. And Sophie, part of Sophie Tucker, she had a chance to live in Rio and was really influenced by it. She learned to speak Portuguese, and she always tries to go back. It's sort of a place where she feels spiritually at home. And this song is actually based on a poem that she wrote with one of her dearest friends in Brazil, and she ended up writing it over a beat that they were working on, and that is how the song came about. And I'd like to quote what she said to me, because I think it's the spirit of the song. Now watching the video and hearing the song taps me into my Brazilian soul, the one that doesn't sweat the small things, that revels in community and delights in music.
See, this is what I love about these DJ sessions, is that we hear things that have never been heard. Our audience probably has never heard that song before, if KCRW is the only station that has it. We also first discovered Lord via one of your colleagues and Chris Stapleton on our country music DJ session before I had heard him anywhere else. So thank you, Anne, for bringing us that one. Let's move on to the next one you've brought. This is Lilo by The Japanese House.
Hold my breath another minute, I can keep my head. There's nothing in it, I'm a patient wave. And it's an easy ride. I saw myself an intellectual. I thought that I was capable. Every move was just habitual, and life was just a ritual.
Another dreamy one here, Anne.
It really is. Japanese House is the project of Amber Bain. And we actually featured her back in 2017 on our South by Southwest showcase. That was the first time I had heard her live. She's released some EPs, but her debut is forthcoming. And this is the first song we've heard from her debut EP. And I don't know how you felt, Jeremy, but that song completely sucks me in. Mm-hmm. It's so full of emotion.
And tell us more about The Japanese House.
Let me tell you a little bit more about the song, because I think that will tell you a lot about who Amber is. This song is the journey of a relationship, and the entire song, at the beginning of the song, she's hearing about a person she will fall in love with. Then she falls in love, and then the song ends after the relationship is over. And it was written sort of throughout the course of this relationship. And if you hear it, it's understated. It gently builds to the end of the song. But when you get to the end of the song, she actually says that it's a reminder to herself that she's good at falling in love and can survive falling out of it. In fact, she says, I'm good at falling.
Okay, we have time for one more, and this is called One More. It's by Yeji. So a mix of Korean and English there.
Yeah, she sings both ways and mixes them both together. And she also mixes styles, too. It's a mix of pop and hip-hop and house music. She's a writer, a singer, a DJ, a producer. So she's got a lot of worlds she's blending together.
And I noticed, in addition to the fact that all of the artists that you brought us are women, that they're also, none of them is yelling. They're kind of understated.
Yeah, and that was something that struck me as I was choosing the songs. I knew I wanted to focus on female artists right now, and as I was listening to all of the songs, I realized that they were all, as you said, understated. And I think the point is, at least the point I'm taking from this, is that as women, we do not have to shout at the top of our lungs to be heard. We can speak quietly, we can whisper, we can talk, and still make our point as credibly and strongly as if we had made a louder sound.
It's and Lit, DJ at KCRW in Santa Monica, California. And thank you so much.
Thank you, Jeremy.
And if you want to hear more, you can go to our Spotify playlist. We are NPR Here and Now. We're also on Apple Music and at hereandnow.org.